T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
6:42 with the Kellogg crew, and let's check in now with a round of Dina's Dirt at the 40. Find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get more value in the valley, and you can freeze your car payment, too, even though it's hot outside. Refinance your car loan. No payments until the end of summer, and for details, visit pvcu.org. Okay, Dina. Spread the dirt. What's going on now?
All right. Well, you know, you live in California. I guess you should expect an earthquake or two every now and then.
Sure.
And that is what happened to Los Angeles residents yesterday. A 4.2 magnitude started in the very wee hours of the morning, followed shortly after by one that measured 3.3. So everybody took to Twitter to share their reactions. And there are some pretty funny reactions on there. I mean, some people were genuinely afraid, like Khloe Kardashian said, "Wow, that felt much bigger than a 4.5. So scary, sneakers and my flashlight by my bed." But then you have people who, like Zach Braff, says, "Not now, earthquakes." Wells Adams from The Bachelor says, "What chapter of Revelations are we in now?" You know, just referring to how miserable this year has been. JoJo says, "My preparedness for an earthquake is the same as the government for COVID-19. None." And Patton Oswalt, I think I love his the best.
Yeah.
"Just realized my earthquake kit is a bag of Doritos and one snow boot."
Ooh.
So. One, so you can hop out safely?
Yes.
You can't find the other one during an earthquake.
I guess so. I added some more celebrity reactions if you want to check those out at dinasdirt.com.
Sounds like nobody got hurt, though, which is definitely good news.
It does sound like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hopefully. The 4.5 is like nothing for California. For us, we'd be like, let's cancel everything for the next 3 weeks.
Remember the one years
like
ago?
That anyway.
We had one years ago. There was a little shakeup.
Yeah, I think it was like a one point something, and I think we shut down the state for a month.
It was like point one.
No. No, we didn't. The actress Naya Rivera has been laid to rest at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in L.A. About 25 people were allowed to be there, close friends, Glee cast members, family members. And according to the coroner's report, she did not suffer long. She had died within a matter of minutes, and there were no other conditions that contributed to her death. Now, Naya filmed an appearance as a judge on Netflix's Sugar Rush right before the coronavirus shut down all the production, and it's believed to be her last TV appearance. Now, Netflix was with the dilemma, saying, "What do we do with her footage?" Her family has said, "Go ahead, release it as you had planned to," and they're going to dedicate it to Naya with an on-screen note honoring her before the opening credits, according to Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Oprah Winfrey's been on every cover of every issue of O, the Oprah magazine, since it started 20 years ago.
Her magazine.
Really?
Yeah.
It is her magazine. She's allowed to do that.
I'm not saying she's not. I just didn't know she was on every single one. Wow.
Yep, every single one. But she's stepping aside to feature Breonna Taylor on the September issue, which will focus on anti-racism and white privilege. And then she's also got a new TV show starting. And that's already started, as a matter of fact, on Apple TV Plus. It's called The Oprah Conversation. And she's featuring Emmanuel Acho, who's the host of Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, according to USA Today. So that has already kicked off for you to check out.
She is fantastic. Just the way she interviews with compassion. And, it's like you can just talk to her about anything. And I think that's why she's so successful. But she's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know why people gave up on the whole Oprah for President thing. Remember that was a thing for a while?
She didn't want it, though.
I know, but still, we could force her to do it.
Can we?
I don't know.
Why not just get elected and then just say, "No, I don't want it," you know?
Yeah.
Just so you know you could have won, right?
Yeah. Mm. And finally, the nominations for the MTV VMAs are supposed to, happen on August 30th. They are out. Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga tied for the most with 9 each, thanks to their song Rain On Me. Billie Eilish and The Weeknd are close behind with 6 apiece, according to Just Jared. And the VMAs added some categories for the current state of living, like best music video from home and best quarantine performance.
I wish
I was joking, but
no.
I'm not.
Well, that is cool. So many are doing quarantine performances, like Dave Matthews and a whole bunch of others. So that's kind of a cool category.
I know. You know how they like to just add categories that are just willy-nilly every year.
Right. Yeah, just to work in their favorite celebrities, you know? If one's not in, we'll make up a category so they at least come. Or come
best
virtually.
Best song by Taylor Swift.
That's how I get so many awards.
That's true. That is true. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. Yes, she can't keep stories quiet. All right. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with PVCU. And it's hot outside, so free your car payment until the end of summer by refinancing that car loan. For more details, visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina, over to you. What's going on?
All right. Well, the coronavirus can't stop love. We've got some marriage on the horizon here. OK Magazine says Lady Gaga and Michael Polanski have plans to elope in Vegas.
Hmm.
And what's interesting is this source says they're going to have a wild party and do some gambling after the ceremony. And the source added Lady Gaga wants to wear a hot pink dress, heels and feather boa. And make this really a fun and memorable night. So true or false, we'll have to wait and see on that.
Wow.
But we do know flip or flop star Tarek El Moussa proposed to his girlfriend, Heather Rae Young. And after more than 6 years together, Courtney Cox and musician Johnny McDade are planning to get married very soon with her daughter Coco as their maid of honor. They're saying towards the end of the summer for this one.
Doesn't she like musicians too? Wasn't it Counting Crows she was dating way back as well?
I know she was married to David Arquette, so she must also like actors, too, who are in Scream movies.
Mm. Yeah, it was great.
Very specific.
Yeah, that's great. Right. Winning movies.
Well, we've been telling you about claims about the behind-the-scenes drama on the Ellen DeGeneres Show and the new investigation into workplace misconduct and a toxic environment. Well, now Ellen has finally said something about it. She hadn't until now. You know, the heads of the show had already apologized, but not Ellen. But she says she always wanted it to be a place of happiness and that she sees, based on the current stories and former stories that are coming out, that that has changed and she's sorry and she's disappointed. And that she hasn't been able to stay on top of everything. Now, it doesn't sound like she's taking ownership for any of the bad behavior.
Uh-huh.
She's just saying, I'm sorry I didn't notice it and do something about it.
Ooh. Right. But... yeah, that's what a lot of people were saying is like she needed to be more involved and she just kind of looked the other way when things happened. And I don't necessarily think she's a bad person, but... you know,
I know, but it sounds like she's not taking any responsibility for any behavior, which, you know, Australian TV producer came forward and said that he was told not to talk to her, approach her, look at her. They wanted them to move their studio location 400 miles away to accommodate her. You don't think that she should be responsible for some of that behavior?
Yeah, well, it depends. Like, if they do an investigation and find out that she knew about it, then that's a real problem. But if no one reported it to her and she didn't know, then I guess that she might be okay.
Can you imagine somebody saying that? Don't look at me. You can talk to me. We'll do business, but don't look at me in the
eye.
Well,
you had experience with her at one point in your career, right, Chris?
Yeah, well, I interviewed her years and years ago. It could have been because it was early in the morning, but she was... it didn't sound like she was happy, or... she could have been half asleep, too.
That could have been a you thing.
Well, it could have been, but everybody has bad days, you know? But if there's a lot of bad days, that's where the problems begin.
And that says something true. Well, it was a big celebration for Lil Nas X. The Creek, Up the Creek, and MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. They were big winners at the 31st Annual GLAAD Media Awards, and they were honored for fair, accurate, and inclusive representations of LGBTQ people and their issues. I know Dan Levy from The Creek was awarded for something. He is an amazing actor. Mm-hmm. He does a great job representing the community in that show. Pose also got an award. Are You the One got Outstanding Reality Program. And if you want to see some more of the winners, you can check it out at dinasdirt.com. But I was very happy to see for Outstanding Comedy Series, The Creek won also. Makes me happy. All right, not folklore, but truth. Taylor Swift's team heard the message loud and clear from the woman who claimed Taylor jacked her logo. They responded, "We were made aware of the complaint." And apparently, you know, all this talk had been about the use of the word folklore, but it turns out the big issue was over the word the. So it was the word the before folklore album that a lot of people took issue with. Well, now that we know that, we can see why there was some issue. So they've said they're now going to take that out of everything that's manufactured. Huh. And fans are not going to receive anything with the word the on it.
Well, Taylor does like trademark words like the.
She does try that.
Pay her every time we use that word. You guys didn't know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm glad she didn't get to that word yet.
Or the letter A. Mm-hmm. That's another one she's looking at.
And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
It is 8:41 with the Kellogg crew, and the last look at dirt this morning. Dina's about to spread some gossip around, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get more value in the valley with PVCU, and it's hot outside, but you can freeze your car payment till the end of summer by refinancing your car loan. And for details, visit pvcu.org. Okay, Dina, so what's up in dirt?
All right. Kylie Jenner said, guess who came to live with me now? And then she added, she's mine now. I don't want to get any texts or phone calls from my sisters after this. She's mine. What's she talking about?
Yeah. Kidnapping someone? What's going on?
No. Apparently, Kylie Jenner's mom, Kris Jenner, is now a permanent part of Kylie's household.
Oh.
Kylie posted an Instagram video, which you can see at Ace Showbiz, and it shows that the Madame Tussauds wax figure had been moved from Chris's house to Kylie's.
I got you. I was thinking like she's being held hostage or something. You made it sound like
really weird.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, she's sitting in a director's chair and she's keeping Kris in her bar and billiards room. So hopefully no middle of the night freakouts for anyone.
Just don't put her out laying by the pool.
She might melt.
Not good for wax.
Right.
Meghan Markle has been ordered to pay $88,000 in legal fees for Britain's Mail on Sunday publishers after she lost an early round in her court fight.
Oh, yeah. She has to pay for lawyers and stuff, right? If you lose?
Yeah, she has to pay their lawyers. And, you know, it's sad because the whole thing's not over yet, but because she had filed her documents in a way that wasn't pleasing to the judge, like the judge said, well, we can't do this part and we can't do that part and you have to refile. And so now she's got to pay for all those fees that the lawyers for the Mail had to incur.
Mm-hmm.
So she's still fighting now to keep her friends' secrets or her friends' identity secret because they'd done this interview with People Magazine defending Meghan.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mail says, no, we want those friends' names outed because the excerpts were made public. But, you know, Meghan's lawyer had a good argument saying these were confidential sources who gave the interviews on condition of anonymity.
Right, right. Mm.
So can you really break that?
Yeah, I mean, no. Lopez, you haven't revealed your identity about this.
No, not yet. I said all sorts of good stuff about
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're still keeping it a secret.
Yeah, I won't tell anyone. Don't worry. Just you two.
Speaking of court battles, now that Amber Heard is wrapping up her latest court battle with Johnny Depp, she can start getting ready for another one. Ace Showbiz reports that Amber's in a legal battle with her ex-lover Elon Musk over frozen embryos. Apparently, she's got some frozen embryos with him.
Oh.
I did not know this, but this girl, Jennifer, she's a friend of Amber's sister and Amber's mom, said that Amber's mom told her Elon was suing Amber because he wants to destroy the embryos and Amber wants to keep them to have a baby. And according to this woman, Jennifer, she says that Amber's mom believed that Elon gave her a bug Tesla that he's controlling and that compared to him, Johnny was a saint. So
weird.
Very weird story. Yeah. Elon's reps declined to comment. But I mean, the question remains, were the embryos created out of love or greed? Because the way she's led her life, we wonder. Hmm. But yeah, this is definitely an interesting story that I'm sure we're going to hear much more about.
Do they have that technology to bug a car? Wonder.
Yeah.
Tesla does.
I can tell you how.
I'm joking, of course.
And
the wire running out of the door gave you away, Lopez.
Sorry to disappoint you fans, but Tyler Cameron is not the next Bachelor, and he says he's actually relieved. He actually praised his BFF, Matt James, for getting the lead role, saying it's better that way because it's a huge responsibility, and he thinks Matt can handle it. As for him, Tyler doesn't think he has what it takes to tell a girl that she's not the one, which is what makes girls want him even more now. Like, aw, sweet, compassionate guy. That's your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports and the podcast at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.